It is time for Rick Monday, and he's back in his old state of Arizona. Arizona State alum and a guy that lived here for a few years. Rick, does it bring back a lot of good memories, especially here with me?
You know what? It was you, not really that certain about. You know what did bring back some memories is that I saw you in the Dodger locker room just a few minutes ago, and Andre Ethier was there. And a former Arizona State guy, a guy that also wore number 16 with the Dodgers. So it was kind of neat to find out because we were both both a little agonizingly remembering what happened last night because our guys, the Sun Devils, lost. They had a big lead in trying to get into the regionals and get to the College World Series. Unfortunately, they were eliminated. Southern Mississippi came up with 7 runs over the last couple of innings. So we know another ball club that maybe has been looking at the bullpen and say, hey, we need to tighten things up a little bit.
I will not bring that up with Andre Ethier when he joins us a little bit later in the show.
No, go ahead. You have my permission. And just remember one thing is that he'll probably lead with the right and watch out for the left.
I know that's what you want, Rick, but I'm not doing it. Hey, speaking of Arizona State, today's the day of baseball's amateur draft. And for those that don't know, Rick was the first ever pick in the first ever Major League amateur draft back in 1965. What do you remember about that day?
I remember, first of all, is that nobody really knew how that was going to unfold, David. I mean, it's before cell phones. It's before the television coverage. It's before the internet. So it was basically over the ticker tape. Now, to set the scene, when it took place, Arizona State, we were in uniform at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha, Nebraska, playing the College World Series. And we were seated down the right field line in our uniforms waiting for a game to finish on the field so we could then play our game to see who could move on to the final game and play. And we knew approximately what time the draft was going to take place. And then we saw some reporters start to move down through the stands towards the right field corner. And our coach, Bobby Winkles, had already told some of us, we had 8 guys off that team that were drafted by professional teams. I mean, we had a very good team. Won the national championship, beat Ohio State in the final game of the World Series in college baseball. But when they came down, Coach Winkles said, look, guys, they're about to play the biggest stage they've ever played on their lives. How about if you just talk to them after the game? So the next day, Charlie Finley flew into town. The scout that had been following myself and Sal Bando, who was also drafted by the A's, we had a meeting with them. But again, it was a very talented team to have 8 guys off of that team. We wound up, it wasn't a bad team, Dave. We went 54 wins and 8 losses, and that included all of the playoff situations. We lost 1 game in postseason play. That was the semifinals. Ohio State, we had to play the next night and beat him 2-1.
Great memories, Rick, and you are a big part of baseball history. Another example today.
Well, David, it's still not going to have me pick up the dinner check for you tonight, but I appreciate it. You know what's really kind of neat? Because I know today, and as we're speaking, the first round has already been gone, but this is going to open up a whole new life to a lot of people, to the players individually and to their families, and it's something they've been dreaming about. Very similar to Will Smith, have been dreaming about what it would be like to hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Well, he lived that dream the other night, and for a lot of people drafted today, tomorrow, the next few days, their dreams are just going to open up.
They sure will. Rick, we'll check back in later with you and Tim Nevert. Love spending this time with you every day.
Yeah, you can check back. You're not coming back, though, are you?
I'll be there.
Okay, in the back.
Tim, we'll send it back to you.